The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. What a great day today is for so many different reasons for me, but one thing I will say is a few days ago, you will recall this. I said that the market, I put a Facebook post out there saying, is Bitcoin so bearish? And a lot of people had a lot of reaction to it. Now, I took you through and I explained on the podcast as well as on my socials and whatnot exactly the reason behind why I wasn't overly bearish, because I saw this pullback as a potential opportunity. Now, of course, I'm not always right. I'm, in fact, frequently wrong, because that's what traders are. We're not always right. We're not magicians. We don't have crystal balls. We are but human beings. And, we don't get everything right. We do our darndest and we have our best tools and whatnot to be right more often than not. We're not always right. Now, in this case, I'm very pleased to say with Bitcoin at 3.62%, woo, that looks as though the market had held. And that big candle, that bullish day that I was talking about, I had said, I wouldn't be surprised to see a strong move in the market. Well, it's happened over the last 24 hours. And it's bloody good to see. I've got to say that. I can hear the birds outside there. They're singing the praises of the market. It is a beautiful day. I'm very happy. And it's just good to see some positivity back in the market. So I'm going to have a look at the top 10 with you right now. I'm going to walk you through it because it looks epic. Bitcoin up 3.58%. Ethereum up 6.77%. And a nice bullish candle there, potentially with a higher low set. Now, this might not be the case. We might not get a higher high. We might not get a continuation of this uptrend. The reason I'm so excited, I'll touch base on it in a minute. Bitcoin Cash just keeps on soldiering on. It's been running hard, looking good, moving high, doing good things. EOS also up 4.6% with a potential higher low. Cardano up 8.9%. It was up over 10% at one stage. It is now on the 4-hour in an uptrend once again. The daily not too far away. Stellar Lumens had that bullish candle back in that cradle zone. Unfortunately, it's a real big candle at 7.3% up and nothing there for me to have traded as far as getting an opportunity there. On the 4-hour, really nice looking trend, and on the 2-hour, as a matter of fact, I'm stalking a position as I talk to you right now. I've just seen the chart. I love the look of it. I will be stalking another long there on Stellar Lumens. NEO, having a look at NEO, uptrending on the 4-hour, up 6.7% on the daily, potential higher low. IOTA, still very sideways with an up day, up 6.4%. Ripple has sort of slowed down a little bit, which is good to see. It's held its gains from the last, I guess, week and a half or so. Massive move last week, of course, that we saw on Ripple. It has held. It's consolidating at the moment. Nothing for me to be trading, but a really nice 5% up day. Litecoin, the top performer out of the top 10, and an uptrend is now continued with a higher low set because there's a higher high in play now as well. This market has looked a lot better over the last few weeks. Litecoin as a whole had been getting pretty belted throughout the year. Now, finally starting to see a bit of momentum to the upside as we are with Ripple, to be fair, and also Ethereum. So there is some momentum back to the bulls. And the reason I'm so excited about this momentum back to the bulls is because the uptrends on many of these top 10s and way deeper into the top 10 as well, the uptrends are there. If we saw the market reverse those uptrends, we'll be back into, oh gosh, we have to be super patient again as traders. Well, now guess what? We've got good trends. We've got good momentum. We're going to have good trading opportunities. I'm about to kick off my top 100 scan with my live trading floor members. I can't wait to see what I find because it has been a very patient period of time. There has been a lot of perspective, a lot of viewing old trades, reviewing, checking the markets and not taking trades. There's been the odd trade hither and there, but not a great deal. Well, guess what? I think we might be seeing the end of that. We are seeing some bullishness coming back. These uptrends are continuing. And whilst they are continuing, I'm looking for opportunities to trade with these trends. I'm not calling a bull market, not at all. I'm just calling good opportunities for traders. And if you're not one of those, pull your head out, get going, get started, and let's get you on this trading voyage that you should be on. Because if you can't trade markets and invest in them, you're missing out on half the fun and you're missing out on the leverage and the risk management side as well. There's so much you're missing. Guys, if you love the show, please give me a rating, please write a review, and most importantly, get across to tradercob.com and we'll get you out a video newsletter today. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.